It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is again time for us to spend the next 15 minutes talking about the outdoors. You know, our hunting season's open with the opener of dove season here in about 3 weeks. It's amazing that the time goes by this quickly. But I dearly look forward to fall each year and the chance to go hunting. It's one of the privileges we have in this country that I hope can go on for a long, long time. And it should, because that's one of our God-given rights, in my opinion. You know, I'm going to be heading up to Steamboat Springs, up to elk camp here in about 2 weeks. I'm getting all my gear packed, and we're getting ready to get with those bull elk. Nothing in the world to me is any more beautiful than on a clear night up in the Rocky Mountains hearing those elk. You know, they start bugling just before they go into the rut, and season opens up there in Colorado for archery season opens on the 25th this year, and we're predicting those bull elk will be going strong when the season opens, and the rut will probably be in the first couple of weeks of September, the very peak of the rut. But if you've ever been up there in those cold, frosty nights, even in late August, it gets down in the 30s a lot up there. We're right up on the Wyoming border, north of Steamboat Springs, but you get out there and on a crystal clear night, you know, you can look through the mountains and you can hear those bull elk screaming their lungs out, and you know the next morning you've got a good chance of getting out there and getting one. So we're really looking forward to it. We camp out in, set a tent camp up, my buddy and I, that actually run the hunts up there, and hunters have a little cabin, a really nice cabin that they stay in. But I just sort of like the ambiance of a tent, you know, when you're up in the mountains like that. It's very comfortable. It's not at all rugged camping, but I really, really, really look forward each year to the couple of 3 weeks that I spend up there, and I'm looking forward to it this year. I think it's going to be a good season. You know, we have Mr. Seth Vanover. He's a crappie and catfish guy down at Lake Fork. Seth is going to visit with us today. I did an article for the Herald Banner there in Greenville about 2 or 3 weeks ago on catfishing with Seth down at Lake Fork, and we tore the channel catfish up. Seth is also an awesome crappie guide, and he's going to give you some tips on catching crappie down at Lake Fork here in just a little bit. Now, the first portion of our show is underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp, up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada. You can go online and learn about Young's Wilderness Camp at the website, which is youngswildernesscamp.com. The toll-free number is 866-894-0674. And you know, right now, as promised, guide Seth Vanover is our guest today. Seth guides for catfish and crappie down at Lake Fork. I'm sure that, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of you have probably read the Greenville Herald Banner up in Northeast Texas. That's our big paper up in this neck of the woods. But you probably read an article that I wrote about Seth here and the catfishing. But we're going to talk a little catfishing and a bunch of crappie fishing. Seth, thank you very much for being with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, Luke.
Well, I want to tell you, I'm looking forward to a crappie trip. I've got a magazine article planned to do a crappie article with you next. I thoroughly enjoyed catfishing with you, and I think some of the newspapers title it Old School Catfishing or Back to the Basics or something like that. And it was, you know, we were catching the catfish down there, channel cat, mostly on liver. And, you know, that's a bait that's readily available. You can get a tub of it for $1.75 just about anywhere, can't you?
Yes, sir. It's the best bait that I've ever come across, you know, in 20-plus years of catfishing. I love it. It's messy, sure, but catfishing's messy. It's part of the experience. And
That's it. Well, we're going to touch on catfishing a little bit, Seth, but right now I want us to talk about crappie. Now, you also guide for crappie down at Fork, and I know you fish for crappie all over East Texas, Lake of the Pines and all the lakes. But say here from this point in August through, let's break it down into until cooler weather sets in, which is, I figure by about mid-September, we're going to have a few of those fronts come down. Right now at Fork, what kind of depths do you want to look for, and what kind of structure, you know, if you really want to, say you don't have any known brush piles and you've got sonar and you want to come and catch some crappie, and what would you be looking for, Seth?
Okay, you attack it kind of like you do largemouth. You go and you get on your main lake points, And if you got some sonar, you can pick out some brush piles. But let's say you're on a point that doesn't have any brush piles. We're targeting anywhere from 20 to about 25, 26 feet. And let's say you run over that point and you got some submerged timber, but no brush piles. That's all right. Hang tight to the timber and put your minnows or your jigs. Right now, I'm doing better with jigs. Real tight to the timber, and you can troll around like you're doing for bass. And just jig those timber tops.
Oh, okay, Seth. Well, are you going to, in other words, don't necessarily tie up if you've got some timber above water. Just use your, are you keeping the boat pretty much there with your trolling motor? Or
yes, sir. No, I'm using my trolling motor. If I'm on a point that I don't have any brush piles that I know are there, I'm trolling around like I would if I was bass fishing. But I'm doing real slow.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're on a windy day, you know, the last couple of days or last weekend up on Fork, it was pretty windy. It was real windy. So we had to tie up, but that worked. Of course, I'm fishing over some brush piles.
Right.
And we did pretty good.
Well, Seth, was this using jigs now that when you was fishing around a brush, or were you using minnows?
We were using both minnows and jigs, but we were a little bit more productive with the use of jigs this time around.
Okay. Now, right now, a good color, is there a particular color combination on the jigs that you like the best?
Right now, our best is going to be green with little black specks and a pink belly. Pretty much anything with a pink belly has been doing real well.
Okay, and then the size jigs that you like right now. Seth, I know that's real important.
It is. We're using 1/8 ounce.
Uh-huh.
And again, with the tandem, with the wind high, now some rods are different. Y'all have tandem jigs, and some rods I'll have a jig with a minnow on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been using a lot of tandem rigs just because of the wind lately.
Okay, so right now, this pattern we're talking about is brush timber around main lake points. So we're trying to paint a picture so our listeners can, you know, they're listening with bated breath right now. Seth, they're going to say, we want to try this out ourselves. So on that trolling motor at those depths, you know, say 20, 25 foot, and then you're just bumping that boat around just a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, very, very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you can because of the wind. And when you pull up to a stump, fish at a different depth. Those fish may not be on the bottom.
Right.
Come on up some and find out where they're at. They'll tell you.
Well, here's something, Seth, that I think you can shed some light on. When a crappie bite is subtle, when they're not really nailing it, do you like to keep pressure on the line, especially when you're jig fishing? Sometimes just do you like to go ahead and kind of pull it up just a little bit? A lot of times I've caught crappie when I didn't even know they were there, you know?
That's been happening a lot lately. It's we're having a real subtle bite, just like we have been in the catfish, but it's a little bit different with the catfish. But what's the same is if you're tight lining, and we are, you know, we're fishing straight down,
mm-hmm.
and if you're right over a stump, all we're doing is swimming the jig
uh-huh.
around that stump. That's all we're doing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, your line start getting limp,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and go ahead and pull up, and you'll feel them, because what they're doing, they're hitting it and coming up.
There you go.
And they're just taking the slack out of your line.
I'm with you. So that's real important on crappie fishing, and you know, catfishing too at times is, I call it being a line watcher. But when there's slack in that line, that means only one thing, and that's the fish has come up with it.
That's all it means.
Yes, sir. Now, how important is the depth? I know crappie are usually pretty much depth-oriented. Say you catch one at 18 feet. Do you do a little bit of experimenting until you find the depth on a given day or a given hour, you know?
You have to.
Yep.
You have to. If you say, well, by God, I'm going to fish 20 feet.
Uh-huh.
Well, you may not catch anything. You may be off by a foot, and that foot makes all the difference in the world when it comes to crappie fishing. Not so much in catfishing, but it does in crappie fishing. You play with that depth. Play with it and find out where they're at. They're going to let you know.
Exactly. Now, as far as tackle, line size and a rod that you like, you can catch crappie on anything, I know that, but if you were going to pick and choose a rig for crappie, what would it be, Seth?
I,
run up to any store and buy you a light spinning reel combo. Mm-hmm. That's what I use in 6 pound test.
Okay. Ultra light or just light? I guess just a light.
Ultra light. I'm sorry. An ultra light rig. Well, you know, the spinning reel combos.
Yes. The ultra lights. Yep.
Yes, sir.
And then the light line is important. Now, one thing I'd like you to touch on that we haven't talked about, we're talking about fishing natural cover and structure. If you're gonna bait out, we call it baiting out a place, but you like to use bamboo, or actually, you know, we call it growing up in East Texas, switch cane.
Right.
But that makes a good cover too. I've never used it, but I know you like to use that.
I've used all kinds. I've used the Christmas trees. I've used the willow trees. I've done the expensive things and built them out of PVC.
Yep.
This is the best crappie structure that I have ever used. Ever.
Well, that's saying something.
It's basically what it is a cheap form of a PVC pipe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hang up on it. You know, the stem on it is very smooth. You know, your hook just kind of bounces off of it, just like it would a PVC pipe.
And it's, if you look around, you can find a cane, you know, growing. I mean, I know three or four places I could go right now. And most of us, if we think around, you know, think about the areas we've been, we could find cane. It's readily available. A lot of roadsides and stuff, too, you know.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, and most landowners will say, you bet, come on and get it out of here.
Exactly. So, you know, if you think about cane, it grows up. In other words, there's a segment there where the stem is. So if you're going to be pulling your hook up when you're setting the hook, so
right,
you're going with the flow of the
That's
limbs,
right.
You know,
right,
instead of a lot of horizontal limbs to get hung up on. That's good.
Right.
Now, so this pattern, Seth, is going to hang with us. The pattern that you've just described. How long do you think?
That'll probably last about mid-October until the water really starts to cool down. And when I say cool down, hit that 75 to 80 degree mark.
Mm-hmm.
When it hits that mark, then we're going to have a little bit of movement in the crappie. There'll be a shifting in depth.
Okay, so right now if you're coming to Lake Fork, concentrate on brush piles, either man-made that you know about or you can find with your sonar, or the outside edge of timber like you're talking about. How about, say, isolated trees standing out in that kind of water? Is that a good spot if you find one lone tree? You know?
It could be.
Uh-huh.
It really could be, for the simple fact that more than likely it's going to have a brush pile on it.
Uh-huh.
On that lake, on an isolated tree, use your sonar and go by it, because chances are it's going to have some kind of crappie structure already put on it, either man-made, somebody dropping it, or below the water, it's going to have several limbs coming out.
I'm with you. Well, Seth, I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to leave the website there at Lake Fork for your guide service. And when they get on your website, they can learn about your crappie fishing or your cat fishing. And then after you leave your web address, I'd like you to leave your phone number, please, sir.
All righty. The website is lakeforkcatandcrappie.com. And you can reach me anytime at 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, I really do appreciate you being with us, and you gave a lot of tips that I guarantee you will help folks, and we'll get you back again before very long, okay?
Well, I look forward to it. I hope that does help some folks.
I know it will. Folks, we are out of time for today's show. Now, the last portion of this show was underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada. The website up there to learn more about Young's Wilderness Camp is youngswildernesscamp.com. Now, I want you to be safe in the outdoors and join me right back here this next week at the same time. Do remember, KETR.org. This show and all of our shows are archived right there. So if you forgot something that Seth might have told you, you can go online to KETR.org, click on local programs, and then outdoors, and you can listen to it again.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.